Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing Siyat Lishmaya, our series of Shiurim, the Rambam, Melachos Malachim. We are, with God's great graciousness and love, in the fifth chapter in the second halacha. We already had one shiur where we saw stiras, are the armatum ma'akev, or the armatum ma'akev. We saw stira and Rabbi Abo, whether or not we can learn from the pasuk that Ur Metum Ar Ma'akev. So that was the previous shir in a nutshell. And now we are moving forward again. This is based on the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu, Gaon Zeinu. Now, this is based a lot on what we learned in the previous shiurim. And the first parak we have, Baruch Hashem, I believe, dozens of shiurim in the first few parakim. Rambam Hilchos Malachim, so we can't cover everything, but we're going to make reference to what we learned earlier. Based on the Torah of Moreinu, was found in the Be'er Miriam. The Tosis Yamtif, in the second Perek of Sanhedrin, in the fourth Mishnah, writes on what it says in the Mishnah there, that a king is Motzi L'Melchemes Rishus, Al Pi Beis Nishal Ayin Echad Ayin Aleph, that the king is most in the Lechem Shus based in the base of 71, Mashma, the base in Shal Ayin Aleph Levadan, Eilam Koyach Las Yishchayil, Ulotzin Lechem Shus, El B'mayim Ramelech. So the Mashmos is that the Sanhedrin alone cannot take them out to war, because if you say, unless you have the king, El B'mayim Ramelech, you need a king. It's not enough to have a Sanhedrin, you need a king as well. The Amish Ein Lamelech position, my law. If you say that the king has no maila, you don't need a king. Why is it learned in the second parak? We're talking about the maila of the king. So it must mean that the king has a maila, and therefore you have to go out down the base in the Sanhedrin, but the king as well, to a mechemes l'shus. So it's mevorah, b'divrei ha'tesis yamtif, to loy pshita leila ha'tesis yamtif, it's not so posh to him if the king is likuv or not. He has to bring a raya, a logical raya, that a king is likuva. But it's not pasha to him. Over the Rambam, in the parish of Mishnais, in the second parak of Sanhedrin over there writes, Umetanaim lechem sarishus, shloya b'melech v'sanhedrin haram, kotev kipshuto, she bipshuto, she tzarich gam melech v'gam sanhedrin. It's pasha to the Rambam that you need a king. It's mefurish that you need a king, and a king is likuva. So it's muchuch and teisvis and shvus. 15a, that we referenced in the previous year, that it's not enough to have a Sanhedrin, therefore you need a Melech, and Tzarech Bir, Mehechi Tesi, that you need a Melech, Afka. The Chamban, at the end of Sefer HaMitzvah, that we referenced in the earlier year, writes, Yehoi Elisha Mitzvah Shal HaMelech, Al HaMelech Wal HaShefet, Misha Bir Shusay, Latin Lechem Shus, the Mitzvah, is either on the king, or on the judge who leads the Jewish people, or somebody who's in charge of the Jewish people, to take them out to a Lechem Shus. So we see from the Chamban, She'ein Din Melech Mitzad Malchus. It's not pshat that he's melech, because he's melech, because he has malchus, and maybe he can take them out to war. But rather, the other is, you're in charge. And therefore, it's a melech, a shefet, misham, b'shusay, and he was in charge. And therefore, it's yitzir l'mocham, al-yidei ha'am. So, the chora, the din of Sanhedrin and Melech aren't two different yanim. Rather, pshat is that the nation is Rishus Shneim. The nation is Rishus HaMelech and Rishus Sanhedrin. As we discussed in Halacha Aleph. And therefore, you need a Melech. Therefore, you need a Melech together with the Sanhedrin to take the people out to war. Because they're Bishus Sanhedrin, but when there's no king, then the nation's only Bishus Sanhedrin, so it's enough to have a Sanhedrin. And therefore, we can be derech the raya of the Taisis Yantif, that it's not enough to have a Sanhedrin, you also need a Melech. No. He says you must need a Melech, otherwise, what's the mile of the Melech? Because based on what we're saying, when there's no Melech, a Sanhedrin's enough. Just like when there's no Melech, a Shefet is enough. As we discussed in Parak Aleph Halacha Gimel, that if there's no king, then a shofet is enough. there's no king, the Sanhedrin's enough. So the Tosis Yom Tov wanted to say, no king is ma'akev. King is not ma'akev. Pshat is that it's b'rishus, that they're b'rishus ha-melech, if there's a king. But if there's no king, then they're b'rishus ha-Sanhedrin, and all you need is the Sanhedrin. And we discussed it in an earlier shir that a Nasi Sanhedrin has a din, has Medina Shofet. But when there's a king, so the nation is in his rishus. There's no king, so the Nasi Sanhedrin can have a din of a Shofet. He can be in charge. But when there's a king, so then the king's in charge. And that's why it's mentioned here when we're talking about the milos of the king, talking about we have a king. We have a king, he's a milo that you need to ask his rishus. But if there's no king, then you don't need to have a king. So if this king is ma'akev, like the Tosis Yom Tov says, wherever the Am is rishus, so. And if there's no king, then it's not ma'akev. The Chidushim of Rabbeinu Yoina in Sanhedrin 20b, the Gemara asks in the Mishnah, what should the Mishnah telling us? That the king is only Motzi Al Pi Sanhedrin, Shivim Ve'echot. We already learned that in the first parak, that you need 71. So the Gemara says that once we're already learning in Yanni Melech, we also learn Mechem Shishus, that he can take them out. I'll be Bezin Shalshim Ve'echod for Mechem Shishus. But Yonah asks if the Gemara could have given a better teretz. Instead of the Gemara being metaritz, the Gemara was metaritz. Why does it say again, Ein Motzin El Pibeid Shoshim Ve'echod? Because since we're learning Yanni Melech, so we also learn Motzin El Mechem Shoshus, even though we already learned it in the first parak. So it asks, Rabbeinu Yoinah, the Amayli Mishani, the Boil Masnissim, the Perek Beis Lashmin, the Melech Moitzi? No, you need the Mishnah and Perek Beis to tell you that the king is Motzin El Mechama. And you don't know that from the first parak. First parak just says Sanhedrin. And the second parak teaches you Melech. So that's why it's teaching us in the second parak, because it's teaching us Melech. That a Melech is, we didn't know that a Melech is Motzi. So Kamashal that a Melech is Motzi. And Agav, that it tells us a Melech is Motzi, it also tells us you need a Sanhedrin of 71. Again, Gemara's kasha was, why are you telling me in the Mishnah that you go over the world with 71? We already learned that in the first parak. And the Gemara says, no, we're talking about in Yanni Melech, so we also mentioned this whole thing with Mechem Shishus, that Ein Motzin, that one of the things that Melech does is he takes out the war, so we mention again the end of the Sanhedrin. That you can only go out to war with the Sanhedrin. But Rabbeinu Yonah says the Gemara should have said better. I mean, Bechorah. That we Bechal didn't know that a Melech is Motzi. From the first parak, we didn't know that a Melech is Motzi. The Gemara doesn't answer the first parak, we didn't know that a Melech is Motzi. The Gemara just says, here we're talking about a Yonah Melech, so we repeat the union of the Motzi and Lechem, which is Alpi Ayin Echad. Together with the king, since we're already talking about Inyan king, even though we already mentioned the Sanhedrin in the first parak. The Gemara doesn't say B'chal is a chiddush here that a king can take them out to war. That's the truth. In the first parak, we didn't know that a king takes them out to war. And we only learn that here, in Aydin and Agav, that it tells us the king. It also says the 71, so he lies with the kasha. That's what Ben Yoina. The Ran also explains the Kamash Malan of the Masnissen. Is B'kol HaMelech Lotzin L'makom Cheftza. Now that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. The Ran says, the Chiddush of our Mishnah is that a king can take them out to war. And the Kash of the Gemara explains the Ran is only from the fact that it also says the 71. That it already says in the first parak. He doesn't ask the kasha of the ri. Why don't we say agav? Agav, that is telling us the chiddush of the king, it also says 71. He doesn't ask that kasha. He says the egg of fish is that a king can take them out. And the kasha of the Gemara is Beseder. A king can take them out, but why does it have to teach us the 71? The 71 we already learned in the first parak. And he doesn't ask that Chabbein Yonah, then why don't we say Agav? Agav that is teaching us the Chiddush of the king, it also teaches us the 71. So Ran doesn't ask that kasha. So based on what we explained, we can say as follows, that the Rabbeinu Yonah is learning like the Ramban. That the Sanhedrin is the same din as the Melech. In other words, they're in charge. That's Pshat and Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin is in charge, just like the Melech, like we saw in the Amam, the Sefer Mitzvos. The Agav, the Tani, Bailus HaMelech, Tani Naim, the Nami, Bailus the Sanhedrin. And Agav, that it teaches us that the king is Bailus, it also teaches us that the Sanhedrin is Bailus. That's what the Gemara should have asked. The Gemara should have said that this mission is teaching us that the king has bailus. That's the chiddush of the second parak. And the first parak is teaching us the Sanhedrin has bailus. And in the second parak, it just says, Aga, that it teaches us the king has bailus. It also is teaching us the Sanhedrin has bailus. That's what I'm going to. But the Ran learns that it's only a din melech. Like he writes over there, that it's a kamash on the melech, lohotzi yisam kechefza. Ein zeh din malchus. And the din of Sanhedrin is an additional din b'hilchos melacham that you require a Sanhedrin. And therefore the Gemara's kasha is a good kasha. We already learned Hilchos Melacham in the first parak. Why do we learn Hilchos Melacham again in the second parak? And you can't say you're teaching Sanhedrin Agav Melech. Why can't you say you're teaching Sanhedrin Agav Melech? Because they're two different dinim. The din in the second parak is midin malchus. The king is taking them out midin melech, and the Sanhedrin is taking them out midin milchama. So it wouldn't be correct to ask. It wouldn't be correct for the Gemara to say that we're learning Melech in the second parak. And since we're learning Melech, the Chiddush of Melech, we also Agav, the Tani Melech, we also learn Sanhedrin. Like Rabbeinu Yonah wanted the Gemara to say. Because for the Ran, that wouldn't be correct. Because you can't say Agav the Melech, it also said Sanhedrin. Because Melech is Midin Malchus, and Sanhedrin is not. Sanhedrin is Midin Melchama. The Gemara is a good kasha. The Gemara's kasha is that we already learned Din Melchama in the first parak. And now it's teaching us Din Malchus. What's the point of saying it in the second parak? This Din Melchama. We already learned it in the first parak. And don't tell me Agav because it's a different Din. That's how the Ran is learning. However, the Lashon of the Rambam and the Perush of Mishnayos, it's difficult to say that you only need a Melech when there's a Melech. It's Mashma of the Rambam that you always need a Melech. What's the Lashon of the Rambam? לושן ורמב"ם מסועה, עוד למתנאי מלכי מסערישוס, שלא יהיה אלא במלך וסנהדרין. וסייסים למלך הזה לעיכובה. Again, we saw in the Ramban, the Melech is not the Ikuva. Whoever is in charge, whoever happens to be in charge, takes them out. But the king is not the Ikuva. The Rambam seems to say it's Lam bin Ma'akiv. And she needed a king. And if that's true, then Soch Iyu Me'od. The Rambam writes in the first parak of Tumis, in Halacha Beis, that Eretz Yisrael Amura B'chol Makom U'Ba'aretz Shekib Shem Melech Yisrael Nabi Midas Lev Yisrael. That Eretz Yisrael that we see in every place are in the lands that were captured by a king or a Nabi Midas Lev Yisrael. What does a Nabi have to do with Melchama? What do you mean? Shekisha Melech Yisrael, O Navi Midas O Yisrael. But a Navi is enough? The Rambam holds Melech is Likuba. And here the Rambam and Shuma says the Melech is not Likuba. So in the previous year we were going back and forth, is Ur V'tum Likuba. And now we're between a rock and a hard place, is a Melech Likuba. So the Rambam says in the Perish Mishnah, the Melech is Likuba. And in the Yad, in Shumas 1-2, the Rambam seems to say, no, you have a choice of Melech Yisrael or Navi Midas or Yisrael. Also, the Rambam, Yisrael HaTorah, 9-2. Kosev Shandi Novi Le'inyan Asu Mulcham HaYom Olos Asu. Make war, don't make war. So you could say, talking about a war, Al-Aliyah Melech. But the Pashto is now. That a Navi is Machayev Melchama. Ma Koch Navi be Melchama. Melchama is Mesur Lamelech. So do you need a Melech for Melchama? Do you not need a Melech for Melchama? Steal the Abba. Now the Gemara in Sanhedrin has a Havamina, and the Yerushalmi we saw in the previous year is the Maskana, that you learn Din Sanhedrin from Lifnei Elazar HaKohen Yamot. And from that same Pasuk, we learn the Din in Yuma and Al from the days of Ein Nishalim that the you only ask the Urim B'Tumim, who gets to ask the Urim B'Tumim? The Melech of the Abbasin or the Mashiach Melchama. So you learn from the same Pasuk that you go out to war Al-Pi Sanhedrin, the Fnei Elazar Kohen Yamid, and we also dash from that Pasuk that you only ask the Urim B'Tumim with the Sanhedrin or the Melech. So how does that work? So Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to see in the next year, and hopefully we're going to begin the Mahalach to start answering all of our kashas, because we have a lot of Dvarim Chamurim to work out over here to see out the Shemaya. So please stay tuned, and we will see more in the Philosophy Torah.